From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. At least 54 policemen, including 20 officers and 34 conscripts, were killed when a raid on a militant hideout southwest of Cairo, Egypt, was ambushed late Friday. Marissa Melton has the details.
The firefight began when security forces, acting on intelligence, moved against a militant's hideout in the area. Backed by armored personnel carriers and led by senior counterterrorism officers, the police contingent drew fire and rocket-propelled grenades. Officials said what happened next is not clear, but added that the force likely ran out of ammunition and that the militants captured several policemen and later killed them. The officials said the police force appeared to have fallen into a carefully planned ambush and that the death toll could increase. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The Spanish government removed the secessionist leadership of Catalonia and forced the region into a new election. Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said he had to take the unprecedented step to prevent the region pushing ahead with independence.
We applied Article 155 because no government, I repeat, no government of any democratic country can accept that the law is ignored, that the law is violated, that the law is changed, and that all of that is done in an aim to impose their criteria on others.
Catalan regional authorities joined hundreds of thousands protesting in Barcelona in a massive show of support for independence and to call for the release of two prominent activists who've been jailed awaiting possible sedition charges. Regional leader Carlos Puigdemont is also expected to deliver a televised address later on Saturday. Be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media platforms for pictures, stories, videos, and more. This is VOA News. A suicide attack killed 15 Army officers west of Afghanistan's capital of Kabul on Saturday. An eyewitness to the attack said it happened mid-afternoon and that he saw at least 9 dead bodies.
I was eating my lunch and it was around 15:40 when the explosion happened. I myself saw 9 dead bodies and around 15 to 16 wounded victims.
Dalat Waziri, the defense ministry's spokesman, said the attack took place outside the training academy of the Marshal Fahim National Defense University, killing 15 officers and wounding 4 others. Waziri added that the attack occurred on foot early in the evening when the on-duty officers were on their way home. Gunmen have killed 12 gendarmes and wounded several more in an attack in Niger. Tommy McNeil has those details.
The attack took place in western Niger near the Mali border. The village is close to where militants killed 4 U.S. soldiers in an ambush on October 4th that has thrown a spotlight on the U.S. counterterrorism mission in Niger, an operation that straddles a large expanse of the Sahara. One of the attackers was killed in the attack, but a spokesman for Niger's military could not confirm any details. It's unclear who was responsible for the attack, the latest of more than 40 since early last year. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A senior Chinese official said that foreign leaders can't think they can get away with meeting exiled Tibetan spiritual leader Dalai Lama just because they are doing it in a personal capacity as they are still representing their government. China considers the Dalai Lama, who fled into exile in India in 1959 after a failed uprising against Chinese rule, to be a dangerous separatist. The Nobel Peace Prize-winning monk says he simply seeks genuine autonomy for his Himalayan homeland. Visits by the Dalai Lama to foreign countries infuriate China, and fewer national leaders are willing to meet with him, fearing the consequences of Chinese anger. The centrist ANO movement, led by populist billionaire Andrej Babiš, decisively won the Czech Republic's parliamentary election Saturday. It's a vote that shifted the country to the right and paved the way for Euroskeptic to lead the country. With the votes of over 99% of the polling stations being counted by the Czech Statistics Office, ANU won in a landslide with 29.7% of the vote. And according to the results, the opposition conservative Civic Democrats came in a distant second, and the Pirate Party won seats for the first time, coming in third. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, point your web browser to voanews.com. From the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.